Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty with Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. One of the native irises that I found listed in the A.C. Moore Herbarium's South Carolina Plant Atlas is Iris cristata, dwarf crested iris. The herbarium map shows it's having been collected in Richland and Kershaw counties and upwards, probably a good indication that those of us who live above the fall line could successfully grow this plant in our garden. Unlike most irises, Iris cristata prefers a slightly shaded spot in well-drained rich soil, perfect for the edge of a naturalized area. When happy, it will act as an ephemeral ground cover and reward you in the spring with a 5-inch high carpet of green leaves followed by miniature flowers that are available in a variety of blues and even a rare white. One selection is a naturally occurring tetraploid, powder blue giant, with flowers 3 inches across. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.